elephants used him for target practice. Some got through to him. He kept spinning off spells like a fireworks show, but they seemed purely reflex. I laughed and closed in. We had the bastard and all his children. My record as a general was going to stay unblemished. Mergen was there when the Shadow Master flipped into the sky for the third time. He skewered the son of a bitch with his lance when he came down. The Shadow Master screamed. Gods, did he scream. He flailed around like a bug impaled on a needle. His weight carried him down the shaft of the lance till he hung up on the crosspiece that supports the standard. Mergen struggled to keep the lance upright and get out of the press. Our boys were his worst enemies. Everybody with a bow kept sniping away at the Shadow Master. I spurred my mount forward, got beside Mergen, and helped him carry our trophy away. That bastard wasn't spinning off any spells now. The advancing legions roared their Taglios chant twice as loud. Otto and Hagop smashed into the confusion in front of Mogaba's legion. There wasn't quite as much confusion as I'd hoped. The enemy soldiers had realized they'd been snookered, though they had not yet gotten into formation again. They absorbed the elephant charge and the cavalry charge both, taking heavy casualties, but they seemed to have given up the idea of running. Hagop and Otto pulled away before the legions arrived, but the elephants continued to be mixed in with the foe. Just as well. They were beyond control. They had been pricked by enough darts and spearheads and swords to go mad with pain. They no longer cared who they stomped. I yelled at Mergen, "Let's get this over on that mound where everybody can see that we got him." One of the mounds that dot the plain was about 100 yards away. We struggled through the oncoming infantry, climbed the mound, faced the fighting. It took both of us to keep the standard upright, what with all the kicking and screaming and carrying on the Shadow Master was doing. It was a good move, tactically, carrying him up there. His boys could see they'd lost their big weapon at a time when they were getting their asses kicked already, and mine could see they didn't have to worry about him anymore. They went to work, figuring on getting it over with in time for lunch break. Hagop and Otto took the bit in their mouth and circled around the enemy right to get at them from behind. I cursed them. I did not want them so far away, but the thing was beyond control now. Strategically, our move was not the best. The boys in the encampment got a whiff of onrushing disaster and decided they'd damned well better do something. Out they came in a mob, their own gimp Shadow Master floating in front, slipping and sliding around drunkenly, but getting off a couple of killer spells that rattled the armed prisoners. Cletus and his brothers opened fire from the wall and pounded Shadow Master number 2 around, cut him a little, and got him so pissed he stopped everything and turned on them with a spell that blew them and all their engines right off the wall. Then he led his mob on out, looking to cause the rest of us just as much grief. His bunch never did get into a formation, and neither did the prisoners, really. So that turned into a sort of barroom brawl with swords, real quick. The boys at the west gate slid out and hit the camp from behind, and got over the wall easily. They went to work on the wounded and camp guards, and whoever else got in their way. But their success did not affect the bigger show. The men from the camp just kept after the rest of us. I had to do something. "Let's get this thing planted somehow," I